This is Private First Class Gary D. Biggs, combat correspondent for the 3rd Marine Division. I'm with India Company, 3rd Battalion, 26 Marines in the Quan Phong Dien area, about 17 miles northwest of Hue. It is a common practice while in the field for a Marine rifle company to send out night ambushes of squad strength. These ambushes are not always successful. The Viet Cong do not always make an appearance. Tonight, India Company set up a night ambush. It was successful. The final toll, 1 Viet Cong killed, 1 wounded, and 1 NVA lieutenant captured. The squad of Marines suffered no casualties. With me now is Lance Corporal Tom Gatto from Morrisonville, New York. He gives his account of the firefight, which had taken place only moments before.
We moved out to our ambush site and set in. And after we set in, we were only there approximately 45 minutes before we were encountered by the VC. After we encountered them, we opened up. We did not know how many there were. We figured there might be a large force, as reported out here today. Therefore, when we opened up, we gave them everything we had, and the men were quite sure that they did kill a few of them. Over.
Thanks very much. He's a radio operator. We've just been told, apparently, this VC over here, this second body that we encountered, isn't a body. He's alive. How much alive, I don't know. They're pulling him out of the ditch where he was right now. The coroner, looking at him now. I don't know if they'll be treating him or not. Carmen checking over the VC right now, determining how serious he's wounded, how seriously he's wounded. Discovered that the VC, from what the medics, or the, excuse me, the corpsman can see by looking at him now, is only wounded in the hand. The opinion has been expressed that he may be in shock. When we found him, they took him for dead, so he apparently had passed out, or was playing dead. The corpsman have just been given instructions to tie the man up, apparently taking him back as a prisoner for questioning. With me now, I have Corporal Kleindienst, the squad leader, who led out the ambush squad and that engaged the enemy. Corporal, could you give me more or less a rundown of what happened from the time you left the CP, came out here, established your ambush, ran into the VC, and then when we came out?
Well, we moved out slowly. We waited till dark, just like supposed to. When we got to the ambush site, I set them all in real good, and I know I don't think we couldn't have been overtaken. It had been a pretty big force. And all at once, everything was quiet. Nobody said a word. Everybody did their job. And then all at once, moving, I heard somebody holler halt. And my kickoff man opened up. And that was it. It just set everything off, and we gave them everything we had. And until we got word on the phone to pull back. About all.
What kind of weapons were you using?
I was using an M79. I sprayed the area. My machine gun was spraying the trail up here where the most likely avenue of approach, and there's where they came from. And the rest of my guns were covering all the other trails, and we sprayed that area real good. And I think there's more bodies here.
How many VC do you think you accounted for all told and dead? Well, not the ones we found, but the ones that you think you got.
Well, I think I know we got at least 5 of them. More.
What kind of weapons were they using on you?
We heard it was automatic fire and semi-automatic, plus they were throwing grenades. They threw grenades, and that's why we couldn't stay in our position too long, because if they got a bigger force in here, they'd have threw grenades in there. We were not dug in, so we'd have had an awful time in there. That's why we had to pull back and send in a 180. keep spraying the area till the rest of the men got out here.
The artillery hit pretty accurate, do you think?
The artillery hit real good. Sprayed the area real good out here.
The grenades that they were throwing in, do you think they were more or less Vietnam grenades, or were they?
Yeah, they had to be. They weren't. Mustn't have been powerful, because one of them hit right inside of my automatic rifleman, Alan Damien, and he didn't get hit, so it was only a couple of feet from him. So it mustn't have been too strong of a grenade.
Do you feel real excited after this? Would you feel like right now that you'd be ready to go out on another ambush?
I'm all ready now. I could kick myself for not staying in there and waiting for them to come back and drag all the bodies, because that's what I think they did.
Do you have any estimation of how many VC there were? Did you ever get enough light to give a
We didn't have enough light. One of my men estimated about a platoon. He had a pretty good view up the whole way up the trail. He estimated about a platoon of them. He was with the machine guns.
This has been PFC Gary Biggs, your 3rd Marine Division correspondent with Corporal Kleindienst, the squad leader from India Company. Which squad is yours?
2nd squad.
The 2nd squad.
1st platoon.
1st platoon. And who led the ambush force out here tonight, made contact with the VC and accounted for two verified VC, one dead, one wounded. And we think there's more, but we can't find them right now. It's too dark, and we can't call for illuminations, because that would more or less put us out there in the target. Thank you very much, Corporal.
Thank you, Mark.